We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, we're welcome shaking to the shame stick at poor Gracie.
Yeah, well, hey. Yeah, some of the things we do before we hit record. Hey, well, welcome to the show, real quick. Podcast, anywhere you get your podcast, just make sure you rate it, like it, follow it, share it, tell everybody in the world about it. Just tell one person, but you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, you can text or call. The text line has been crazy. The party line, 402-915-0962. We take it all. And thanks for all the videos everyone's been sending.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of motivational stuff. And everybody, they're doing what we ask them to. They're keeping us in check. If there's a problem, they let us know. And I'm glad. I want them to. You know, I want everyone, all the party crashers, to do that because this is what it's all about. Also, our website is bigpartyshow.com. You want some new merch, some cool merch. We have some back-to-school merch right there. Just go and click on bigpartyshow.com and in the merch thing. We've got Molly's
powered
favorite.
By.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We've got Powered by Blythewood Creative. So Blythewood Creative is the one that did the website for us. So think of Blythewood Creative as your own creative team. They do everything, branding, powerful marketing, eye-catching photography, and websites. And they did our website. We worked with them, and it's like having one agency in one, which is awesome. So Blythewood Creative, check them out.
Again, but back to the merch real quick. We got Where's Your Cat? Or Ask Me About My Cat. Got Employee of the Month, and we got some back-to-school stuff that you should be wearing. I mean, the kids aren't the only ones that should be getting new clothes for school, right? I mean, treat yourself a little bit, right?
Treat yourself. Well, have you seen the numbers on back to school?
No. What are they?
Oh, my God. The cost alone, it like makes me, it feels like a cinder block is on my chest.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I did see that in July, people were starting to do back to school early because of the fact that all the prices that everyone was worried about. What kind of numbers are they saying?
So according to the National Retail Federation, it's going to be $129 billion spent.
Gosh.
They're saying $620 bucks per kid.
Okay.
So you got places like Walmart and Target that are trying to keep it 2024 prices, but things are more expensive this year than they were last year. So even if you are just getting what you always have gotten, you're not insane. It what really is costing more.
Yeah, you shared your list of you needed paper towels, wet wipes, and tons of stuff. Did you fulfill the list that you needed for Mara?
We live in Chicago. Kids don't start back to school till next week.
Okay.
Unlike Omaha, where they're all back in now. Mm-hmm. So we're going for our back to school shopping this weekend. No, I'm not getting paper towels and wipes.
Why not?
I barely have that stuff for my house.
Yeah, but Wylene said that was asked with her kids back in the day, but that was also like elementary school. It wasn't high school or
this is elementary school. Mara's
it's still
in eighth
elementary.
Grade. Yeah.
Okay.
Mara's in eighth grade.
That is almost in high school. That's I know. Nuts.
It's insane. So that's the thing. It's our last year at the school. So I'm like, what are you going to do? Not let us come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Shake us down.
Yeah, shake it down.
So yeah, all right, $120 bucks per kid. They say 71% of parents are spending more this year than last year. So that was the big thing, is the fact that like you can't, like it's hard to remember year after year, but you do say like, gosh, was it cheaper last year? It was. It was cheaper last year.
Okay.
So that's not your imagination.
Yeah. All right, so that's just the way inflation, right? I mean, it's just the way it's going to go. Or
it's less about inflation and more just about like the tariffs and things
the
like that. I mean, it really is like, yikes, we get a lot of stuff from a lot of places.
Yeah,
that are not here.
Yes, made in America.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, today we're also going to be announcing the Employee of the Month for August. Mm-hmm. I threw it out there on the social medias for vote. And we have
who was in the running? Refreshing memories.
I can't expose who's in the running. I can tell you who's on it.
Yeah, no, who's in the running? Like, who are people voting on?
Oh, that's okay.
Who's in the running?
Here, let me see who is in the running. Pat Safford.
Right.
You. Mm-hmm. To keep, what? What?
Mm-hmm. What? Go on, keep going. Nope, keep going. Love to hear what my competition is this time around.
Tequila, my dog.
Right.
And then that's three, right? Mm-hmm. Four would have been two, three, four. Who was four? Four was a.
Wasn't there the squirrel in the tree with a piece of pizza that I'm running against?
Yeah. There was a pizza eating squirrel.
Yeah.
And then there was the sweet Wylene.
Oh, well.
Now, let me not tell you.
Fair. The sweet Wylene definitely gets it. She has to live with you. If Grace and I have learned anything from doing the show together, it's that Wylene is the most underappreciated member of this team.
Well, I put it out on our Big Party Show Facebook page and Instagram, all right? And by the way, we just eclipsed over 24,000 followers on that Party Crashers on the Facebook page. And we had over 2,500 votes on the Facebook one alone. Mm-hmm. I mean... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do you think are the odds?
I mean, I think I deserve a shot.
People have been sending me texts saying, this is Molly's deal. It's one of those Facebook, you know, posts that they go, right. You know, safe from tornadoes.
Right. Safe it's from employee posting. Of the month.
Yes.
I can just put that up every month. I can just have that like as my permanent status. Safe from employee of the month. Once again, not employee of the month. Okay. Again.
All right. Well, you don't see, this is the thing. You must.
I know negativity and you say all this stuff.
That doesn't get it. That doesn't get you. There's no mileage there. That's an empty vehicle trying to get to the finish line when you're. You. It is.
This isn't motivational really is. Monday. Mm-hmm.
Motivational Friday. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, I just want to, I'm just curious, how are you feeling? And when do you want to do it? We can do it anytime. I don't want this to affect your mood today.
Then let's do it at the end.
Oh, come on.
Then let's do it at the end. That way I can roll out of the show feeling great, or you don't have to deal with my disappointment. I think either way, we should do it at the end of the show.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then that's your plan. Now,
that's my plan.
There is no first, there is no second, third, fourth place, by the way.
No, it's just, it's like an election.
It's just one. There can only be one. Yeah. So I won't, I mean, no matter what happens, which I'm very excited about it because I think, I'm just excited about it.
I bet you are. I'm sure you.
It's employee of the month. Go get a shirt, people. Then you don't have to sit through this.
Maybe
kind
I
of
should
stuff,
get a shirt so. To manifest it.
Yes. Always manifest.
I should go borrow Peter's shirt.
That's not.
Maybe it's bad juju, though. Maybe that's
bad it. Juju. If you did that, I would be like, all right, Molly, that's what do you call that?
Desperate.
No.
Pathetic.
Yeah. Stolen valor is what it
right?
is.
Stolen valor. He almost wore. We had a dinner party the other night.
Okay.
And somebody asked him, they're like, how does it feel being employee of the month? He's like, you know, I almost wore my shirt tonight, but I thought you guys would laugh at me. They're like, I wish you would have.
Yes.
But they like, they listened to the podcast and they asked, they're like, how do you feel being employee of the month?
Like, I feel like, amazing.
Go ahead. Like, hey. He's like, it feels awesome. I almost wore the t-shirt feeling. Tonight.
Grace, how does it feel real quick? Just in a couple words, how does it feel to be employee of the month? I guess... She doesn't
She's
know.
She's speechless because it's just amazing. She is rendered without speech. That's how good it feels to be employed.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you how I feel.
Oh, yeah, please.
I feel
please.
Absolutely 100% amazing. If feel as if I'm not at the peak.
Like the show's on your side. Like
no.
You're not battling against something. Like you're not the underdog constantly.
It's not employee
trying to prove
of the year.
Yourself.
Hmm? I'm not at the peak because the peak is employee of the year. And then it could be very well, you know, employee of the 10 years.
There's employee of the year.
Well, yeah, I gotta break it all down. Oh, not no. I, but the people who are.
I mean, the people behind the don't reveal the man behind the curtain.
No, the board has to take all of the winners and put them together.
I'd like to meet this board. It's like a secret society, like Skull and Bones or something.
Well, the reason why I am the messenger. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that they don't want any, they don't want you looking at them differently. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I would hate to look at Tequila and Remy differently. You're like, you guys, we have a consensus. They're like licking their butts. Sounds good.
Don't lash out. Don't do anything.
Lash
out. You don't hear Pat lashing out. You don't
Pat's
hear Wiley.
And he Pat's got a good shot.
Pat was on the show. He's got a lot of good votes. But yeah, I guess we'll just do it towards the end, if that's okay. All right, so the big news is this. It's the Taylor Swift going on the Kelce Brothers podcast.
New Heights.
New Heights. Podcast.
Yeah.
They had watch parties all over the country in bars, right? Because really? They teased it up. Yeah, they teased it pretty good. And then they teased it very well. And so there are like over a million views. Even YouTube got shut down towards the end of it. So it really? Made it an hour and 45 minutes. And then YouTube went down all because of this. I looked at Wylene and I said, can you please, you know, do an album?
Right. Come on, Wylene. Do something.
So you could be on our podcast and we get a million views. I mean, come on. It's amazing. It is amazing. I mean, I just watched clips. It was 2 hours long, the New Heights deal with her. And they talked a lot about, from what I understand, because it's been all over the news. It's main news stuff everywhere I turn. Then they talked about how they met, you know, just the weird questions. I mean, all this fun, loving things. Because people sometimes ask how Wylene and I met. People ask how you and Peter met. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's the same thing, but this is a little different because you see the
celebrities.
Yeah, they're celebrities and you see the real deal, I guess. Because, you know, when you have cameras on you and all that time, that's got to be hard.
Yeah, celebrities.
You know, so listen to you. Listen again, employee of the month talking here. Anyway, so what you... They have the artwork and everything out there right now.
So right now she unveiled. So when they initially did the New Heights, they blurred out. But then now when they actually aired it, they showed the
album. Okay.
So we've got the album cover and it's like her in a tub. I mean, the thing that gets me about this is how risque it is for her.
Yeah. Like, I know.
She's showing a lot of skin for Taylor Swift. So this is definitely her owning her body. And so then the back of it is it's 12 tracks.
Okay.
She's got the video. Full headgear and everything.
All right. Go ahead and play that. We got the video of when they're on New
Back cover?
I would love to see all of it. Yes.
The back cover is where we find the 12 tracks for my 12.
12 tracks.
12 bangers.
So okay. So we got track one, The Fate of Ophelia.
Okay.
Track two, Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay.
Track three, Opalite.
Opalite.
Track four, Father Figure.
Father Figure. All
right. Track five, Eldest Daughter. Track six, Ruin the Friendship. Track seven, Actually Romantic.
Actually Romantic.
Track eight, Wish List with $2 signs as the S's. Just thought I'd point that out.
There we go.
Flourish. Track nine, Wood. Track 10, Canceled, but it's in all caps with an exclamation point at the end.
Oh, that's a banger.
Track 11, Honey. Can you do a drum roll? Last track, track 12, the title track, The Life of a Showgirl, featuring Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter!
There you go. There you go. So those titles all mean something, right? Do any of those mean anything to you? Because you're the Taylor Swift correspondent more so
you'll
than
find
I could
out
be,
I
so.
Mean the canceled is really interesting. I'm wondering if ruining the friendship is about it's a turn of phrase. I wonder if ruining the friendship is actually about her and Travis, like, let's ruin the friendship and take it to the next level.
Or Blake, mean, could be Blake that. Lively didn't
or could
Blake
be Blake Lively.
Yeah, that was a deal. Okay.
So who knows? I mean, that's the thing with Taylor is that, like, until you hear the lyrics, it can have a lot of different meanings. And the fact that she chose dollar signs for wish list, like, that could be something. The fact that canceled is in all caps and exclamation point, that means something, you know.
Yeah, I think
maybe
that has,
canceled has to do with her friend. Maybe that yeah. has to do with Blake Lively.
Because the wish list, she had talked about that on a podcast, was wanting to get all her stuff back since she was, you know, like 15 years old.
Right.
And she was saving so much money to try to buy it back. And then actually Travis and her were together when she got word from her mom that they accepted and they got her stuff. And I guess she was just a sobbing mess. So much love. So, what's that?
How would you not be? All of a sudden, after all this time wanting your stuff back?
Yeah.
And somebody's like, I mean, it's been kept from her for so long. The fact that there's finally an agreement, they finally accepted her terms, and she owns it now all to herself. That's got to be Niagara Falls. Like, seriously. Like, how do you not get, like, super upset? I mean, not upset, but, like, emotional about it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a good fairy tale love story. I think she said something like she's been writing about this type of love story since day one or something.
Oh,
wanting
my
something
gosh.
Like this. It's crazy.
She's how a lover.
She is a lover.
She's such a Sagittarius.
What does that mean?
Just, you know, like, she's dynamic. She's got, like, a lot of personality, but just the idea of, like, the love, like, looking for that, like, yes, love.
Yeah.
Sagittarius is a fire sign. It's just, it's definitely something where they don't do anything small.
Okay. I
mean, so the fact that she's a Sagittarius, the fact that she, you know, has channeled all of this into her art, it doesn't surprise me that she's got, like, this fire in her.
Yeah. And plus, I think that the way they met, how she describes how they met, and, you know, just that whole, you know, she knew nothing about football. I think she was talking about the one question she asked. Travis, was it weird when you played the Super Bowl against your brother, the Eagles, to be like 10 feet away from him on the field and looking at him? Right. Well, yeah, it's weird because he doesn't play defense. You know, it's like, I've never been on the field the same time.
She's like, oh, so she's like me, sports ball. She's like, I mean, yeah. Was that like what it was like? He's like, God, I'm so glad that sports isn't your passion and career because you are terrible. Like,
yeah,
this.
She knew nothing about football, and that's great. A lot of people don't. You know, that's okay. That's absolutely fine. And also just how he met and how he aggressively went out. He was like begging her through social medias to date him or go on a date at least. Yeah,
that's
the whole thing. It is. She referred to it as when John Cusack. What is that?
Say anything. The boombox.
Say anything. The boombox. She said it was a boombox moment like that.
Aw,
I know.
That's sweet.
All right.
What?
Well, you don't have any takes on it? I mean, what do you think?
I think this is the thing. It's like, it's so grounding to realize that, you know. Behind all of this, behind all the glitz and glamour, it's just a human being.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
the thing that, like, so many people, I think it's, you get so wrapped up in the celebrity of it that you forget that this is a person that wakes up with morning breath. You know what I mean? And like, has moments where they're uncoordinated. Like, we always see everything so polished and so shiny and so deliberate. And it's easy to forget that there's an actual fallible human being behind that. So it's sweet to hear, like, I really didn't know if I wanted to go on a date with him. And he really was, like, trying really hard to be like, please go out with me. Like, how sweet is that? Like, you hear those stories. You've got friends where it's like, oh, he asked me out a million times and I said no.
Yeah.
And finally I was like, fine, let's go. I'll go out to brunch with you. I have a friend where she finally gave in and she gave him brunch. And that, like, it you know, so
this
it's
is
not,
a real friend.
This is a real friend. And it's okay. So it's not sexy. She's brunch. Like, fine, you want to take me out? Let's go out to brunch. So it's middle of the day. You know, maybe you're having one cocktail, but that's it. And it, I mean, there's no long time to it. It's brunch. It's just a set amount of time. And and they're married. I mean, and it's so funny because she's like, he asked me out so many times. And finally, she just said, fine.
That probably happens. I mean, I'm sure it happens all the time. Yeah. I mean, why not just try it, I guess, right? I mean, as long as he's not a killer. You know,
wow. We talk about taking it to the extreme. As long as he's not a killer.
Well, like, that happens. That happens too. You know, so. All right. So today I'm wearing this this shirt because of the fact that it's National Hawaiian Shirt Day.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. It's also Kool-Aid Day too, which was
all
wasn't
right.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't that it originated in Hastings, I believe it is.
That's like I thought that there was like I don't know if that's urban legend or if
it's true.
Real. Okay.
It's true. They have a whole event.
A Kool-Aid Day.
Yeah, it's like a Kool-Aid Day of some sort. But yeah, so I figured I haven't worn this shirt in a long time, and I don't know why.
Did you get Kool-Aid to drink?
No.
What? You're usually really good with themes. I can't believe you didn't go out and get like a big old like, oh yeah.
I was going to, but I don't drink Kool-Aid.
You don't drink the Kool-Aid?
I don't drink the Kool-Aid. It is in Hastings is where it was, where it's been themed. And the Great Escape Kool-Aid Days will be held between August 15th and the 17th. So tomorrow through the weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds. I wonder what they do there.
I don't know.
Aren't they
Kool-Aid battles?
Cardboard boat races.
Who makes the best Kool-Aid?
They have a grand parade. I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe different recipes. Oh, yeah. Maybe your craziest Kool-Aid recipe, you know, like Kool-Aid cake or something. I mean, there's
they do all kinds of stuff. There's a pickleball tournament. There's
why don't you head on out there?
Parade. I got stuff and things. I might. The world's largest Kool-Aid stand is going to be going down. Inflatables.
They have three vendors, which makes it
be nice. The quickest Kool-Aid drinking contest.
Okay.
There you go.
You're really going down the list on this one.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff going on. So happy Kool-Aid Day. Yeah, that's a Nebraska staple here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we left Wednesday with the weirdest sound that you can make.
Yes.
Have you thought of it? If you don't want me to look, I won't look.
It doesn't matter whether you look or not. It's the sound. It doesn't matter. Like, let's hear your sound first.
Hey!
What the hell is that?
I call that dinosaurs making love. Or having an orgasm. Is that better?
Oh, my God. Not better. No, not better.
It's more of just a scream. I don't even know. Just...
Let me think. Give it to me. Mine be?
I don't want to see my face, but yeah.
See, like, maybe like.
What is that? Now, both those sounds together do sound like two dinosaurs making love.
We're compatible.
You sound like one of those birds. Pterodactyl. And I don't know what the hell I sound like, but yeah, there's the.
So there
I
you
guess
go.
The weirdest sound you can make.
Wow. I'm sure my kids are like, the weirdest sound you make is when you yell at us.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. All right. So what's going on with the Dubai chocolate? What's the deal? I mean, before it was like you can only get it in Dubai.
Yes.
And then people started being able to buy it here, of course.
It's exploded. It's everywhere. Yeah. So like
I haven't had it yet. So.
So the whole thing is like, you know, like what was it, a day or two ago, Wall Street Journal was like, is this the new pumpkin spice? Like, does it have that kind of pull? Costco's got a cake, a Dubai chocolate cake.
Ooh.
Humble is coming out with a Dubai chocolate brownie.
Now, I mean, all
it is everywhere.
And it is in fact just a pistachio flavored chocolate.
It's pistachio. No, it's pistachio.
Oh, you have
cream.
It in your hand right
oh,
here.
Oh, I got one. I got
How
one.
How do you have one?
Where I bought it at the it? Store and it
Devato.
Was
okay.
It was $15.
Well, are you going to take a bite and give me
well,
your...
Well, yeah, I'm waiting to open it here. I was going to try it. Yeah. I haven't tried it. So yeah, I bought open this. It was $15.
$15.
So $15. It weighs a ton.
That's what they said. It's heavy.
It's heavy. Really heavy. And so this particular one is Dubai chocolate. There's all sorts of different... Okay, I feel like Willy Wonka because it comes in like a gold wrapping.
Oh, look at that.
So gold wrapper. Okay.
God, that thing is huge.
Isn't it huge? I couldn't even look. I was trying to see like how much it weighed on account of the fact that like, let me get scissors. Cause it's got a, it's
how much do you think it weighs? It looks like it weighs like a pound.
It weighs at least a half a pound.
Okay.
I mean, the idea is so hold on a second. Cause it's like really super packaged.
Okay.
Ooh, it's pretty.
What is it? What is it? What's the color? I know it's a greenish. Well, this is this brand. I have no idea. I just go by what
I see. They all kind of have the same aesthetic. So this one.
Wow. Yeah, let's see. Really if you're not.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. We got plenty of time. Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it pretty? It's like splatter art.
Screenshot that or something. Yeah.
So it's colored. So the idea is that it's got this pistachio cream in it and this kataffi, which is like phyllo dough. So it's crunchy.
Okay.
All right, so let's see what this is like. This is crunchy. Yeah. I never eat on camera. So here we go.
I love watching people eat. What do you think?
Oh my God.
She just took a bite there. A big old bite.
It's really good.
Is it really? What would you describe it as? I thought it was a pistachio.
Yeah, because it's
word?
Got
pistachio.
It's pistachio cream on the inside.
Okay.
It's like
$15.
It's like a super high end peanut butter cup.
Oh, so it's got a little peanut butter flavor to it.
No, but it's the nuts.
Oh, so does the nuts? I mean, can you?
Oh my God, this is really good.
Is it really? So you can taste the nuts.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can taste the pistachio. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's got this crunchy stuff in it. So it's like got this good texture.
All right.
I still can't believe this is $15 though.
I can't either right now. And I wouldn't eat the whole thing like this.
Well, so there was this one lady on TikTok and I thought I was going to be sick. She ate the entire chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Then opened up the white chocolate one and ate that whole thing. And then opened up a third one and ate that whole thing. I was like, are you going to like, did you have to throw up in between takes? Cause it's so.
It looks very decadent. Rich and decadent. Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. Wow. She's really good. I'm not sad about this. I felt so stupid.
Are you going to eat the whole thing? I'll eat something.
No.
With you.
Look at this. There's still this much left.
Yeah. I just got gummy bears. These are Katuki bears. They come from the ancient land in India.
Mm-hmm.
Very wanted.
Really?
Very wanted and needed. And they come in different colors.
They look like Hybro or whatever those things are.
Those are my favorite. Mm.
No one in the house gets any of this. Like, seriously.
I wouldn't share it either. No way.
Peter comes sniffing around for this. He's going to get a hand slap.
Oh, really?
I felt so stupid. Okay, so I'm at the grocery store. And I'm buying two things, a gigantic bottle of Jameson for Peter.
Okay.
And then while I'm waiting for self-checkout, they have this stand of Dubai chocolate there. And I thought to myself, you know, you see all these shows and these podcasts and they do different things like this. Like, why not try it? You know?
So they had they have their own stand of Dubai chocolate. Is this a store I can go to or is it a Chicago store?
No, it's like you can go to a grocery store now and get, there's different brands.
Okay. That's what you're saying.
You know, so it depends on, this isn't the actual Dubai Fix brand, which is that one I think is like $50 for,
I think it's like 50 bucks. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jeez, it must be that good.
It is. Well, and it's really hard to get the stuff. Like, so there was like a supply chain shortage for pistachios and things like that, because it takes a lot of pistachios to make this much cream.
Okay.
Oh my God. I wonder if they'll come up with like a Starbucks drink.
If they hadn't already, I'm surprised they didn't.
I don't know.
You know, but
this is so good.
All right. You're a nice eater.
This is so
today.
Good. Huh?
You're a nice eater today.
Am I? Am I a polite eater? Such a weirdo.
Hey, do you like Olive Garden? Speaking of food, did you know, do you like their soup?
I love their soup.
Oh my God. Did you
That's
know
the only thing I eat when I'm there. I don't actually get pasta.
You can get a gallon. They sell that soup by the gallon.
Where?
At Olive Garden. It's $29. It's a whole gallon of soup, and you get all that bread with it, too.
No.
Yes, it's a gallon. I love the soup, too. And I thought, if I went and got this gallon of soup.
Yeah.
With all those breadsticks. There's a lot of breadsticks that come with it, I guess.
Yes. You'd be eating
Would I be able to eat it all before it went bad?
Yes.
You know,
soup goes, you know, a gallon of soup sounds like a lot.
It does sound like a lot, and it looks like a lot,
but it really isn't. Like, think about a gallon of milk.
Oh, yeah.
That's not that crazy amount of soup.
No.
I mean, that's like if there were two of you, it's a couple servings. So it'd be like a couple meals. But I mean, it wouldn't be like, hey, we've been eating this for a week. Like, you could knock that out in a couple days.
God, maybe I do.
The way
that.
They'll go, oh my God, their soup. We took the kids to the Olive Garden over in Carter Lake, Council Bluffs. And it was the first time the kids really wanted to go. And I hadn't been in forever. And so they wanted to get pasta and all the stuff. And you know me, I'm like, I'm not going to get a bottomless plate of pasta. Like, I'll be asleep here at the table. So I saw, I was like, oh, I love soup. And so. And the way you get it is you order a bowl of soup and then it's bottomless soup. Okay. And you can get all kinds of soup. It's not like, okay, you order chicken noodle and all you can eat is chicken noodle. Like, you can get a bowl of their minestrone and then be like, I want to switch it up and do a cream of whatever.
Or it's kind of like spaghetti works then. Okay. Or you can change up. I didn't realize it's been so long since I've been there.
Right.
Okay.
So you can change it up. And then I ordered. And so, I mean, it got to the point where it almost became a challenge. Like, I was like, I want to try all the soups. Like, there's a lot of soups.
I didn't know that.
They packaged it up for me to go. I mean, we were staying in a hotel. I was like, I don't know if soup's really a great thing to bring back to a hotel.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, exactly. So you can get it by the gallon. That's what the lady said, instead of, you know, doing the endless bowl, I guess. I just didn't know you can do variety. She said, just buy the gallon and to go. So what I should do is buy the gallon, and I should go to the that Heartwood
Park
Preserve, the park, the Heartwood Park,
and sit eat there soup and watch
eat soup.
What a weirdo.
It's this weekend. Hey, it's picnic, like a picnic soup. It's picnic soup because it comes in a big gallon thing with a handle. It's like a gallon of paint.
Oh, wow. Like, it looks like a paint can.
Yes. Okay. But it's plastic.
It would be great if you popped that and you just started eating right out of it.
That's what I will do. I would dip the breadsticks in there.
But here's the crazy thing. I mean, when you think about picnics, you think about like all sorts of, but like soup is something that you do not picnic. Like, that is like the one food
I don't
I mean,
know
like
why.
You could bring pudding. I'm not saying that you can't bring anything with the spoon. Like, you could bring pudding or you could bring ice cream and stuff like that. But for some reason, soup
a big
is not
thing of soup. How fun would that be though? All right. So they have Ali Peeler with the Friday Night Bites and Beats. All right. So it's live music there. At the Heartwood Park in the Heartwood Preserve. It's just like 145th and Dodge, just south of it. I sat in front and eat soup while she plays.
I think that'll throw her off.
That would throw her off? Okay.
I think if I was on stage.
Well, I thought because they have this silent disco going on Saturday.
I think if I were on stage and I looked out in the front row, was a man in a Hawaiian shirt eating a paint can worth of soup watching my show.
I am going to be silent.
I would be distracted. Maybe that's because I'm not a professional. Maybe I need to go back to acting school and learn to look past the weirdo eating soup in the summer in the park.
It's going to be hot this weekend, too.
You're like, oh, it's hot. Yeah, yeah. Oh, soup was a bad idea.
Here's the other option.
Okay.
The silent disco.
Uh-huh.
I can take breaks and eat soup. Yeah, soup breaks. We're going to that. Wileen and I are going to that, the silent disco.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah,
we're going to go. It'll be fun. And that park rental bar right there, you know, they got everything for rental. So, yeah, and Pops in the Park are on Sunday. I won't be doing that, I don't think. We'll see.
You can go to heartwoodomaha.com. It's got the full calendar and all that kind of stuff. I mean, this is what's going on this weekend, but you can plan for weeks ahead as well.
That is the plan. So do you want to do Employee of the Month yet or what? What do you want to do?
I mean, do we want to do Fun Factory and then Employee of the Month? You tell me, because you have an idea.
No, I don't have an idea. I can tell when you have an idea. I have no idea what's coming.
No, I'm saying I don't think that you know what's coming, but I'm saying I know you and you're a planner. And if you have things in a certain order in your head and I try to move that order around, you will be a little off.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
So how did you have it planned in your head? How was it rolling out?
I don't know. That's what I don't know. There's no outline on it.
Okay. No, I didn't know.
Fun Factory is the end.
Okay.
All right,
let's do employee.
But let's not do it now. Let's wait to the end. I don't want you to go through the Fun Factory being distracted and sad if you don't win.
Why would I be distracted and sad?
I'm just saying if you don't win, you're probably going to win. So Amazon launched same day grocery delivery.
I would hope so.
Same day. Yeah. I was trying to figure that out. Like, do people go to the store, like Amazon people, and buy this stuff? They got their own warehouse full of food.
Yeah.
Gross. I had no eye twice at gross.
Well, just because, I mean, I would assume that they don't have perishables. I would hope that they don't have a crate of bananas. And they're like, they really got to move bananas.
They do. They did a list of the most sought after or whatever, delivered requested food. Yeah. And it's a lot of fruit. And I think they have meat.
That
isn't that weird?
Crazy, because how do you know? I mean, I suppose if you're in a big enough market, but I mean, the thing is that if you go with Instacart or something, those are at those stores. So maybe Amazon is also offering that at certain stores.
Okay.
Because I can't imagine them having a warehouse where they just have an entire area of fruit.
They said they have cold storage.
Okay.
Yeah, of some sort. Yeah, I thought it was just like Instacart, like those people walking around.
But maybe it is.
You know.
I'll have to do a little digging because that sounds like a lot of inventory to just keep lounging around.
Yeah, but they also have Whole Foods. So
maybe
they
shop at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they shop.
And they also got to stock it out as well. So maybe that's just what it is. So anyway, now you can never leave home. Never leave home without it. Do you even order food out? I like going to the grocery store. I don't.
I love the grocery store. I go every day. I go to the grocery store every single day. Every day. I couldn't tell you what we're having for dinner tonight. I'm going to go to the grocery store and let it lead me. Figure it out.
Really?
It's calling to me. Oh, yeah. Drives my son crazy because he's like, what's for dinner? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, really?
It's a mystery to me. I mean, sometimes I have sometimes I have a plan. Sometimes like I'll be like, hey, chicken's on sale. I know we're gonna have something with chicken. Period, full stop. And then there are other times where I've never been able to meal plan because I never know what I wanna eat.
You see,
who I won't eat just to eat. I need to eat what I'm hungry for. Peter makes fun of me all the time because he's like, you never eat leftovers. And I was like, yeah, because I had that one meal and it sated me. And then why would I eat it again? It drives him crazy because he's a leftovers guy.
I am too. You don't eat leftovers?
Not really.
Well, look at you, princess. Really?
No. Yeah, not really. Because part of it is I usually only make enough for one meal. I don't really make a lot that's going to be leftover. Right.
So that drives Peter nuts because what drives Wileen nuts is that I eat leftovers and she does too, but I eat it cold.
Oh,
I don't need to. I don't need to warm anything up.
Here we go. Paint can of soup. You in a paint can of soup hanging out in the park. Oh my God.
Why not?
Sick.
Yeah.
It drives Peter crazy.
Okay.
He's like, you're raising a house full of kids that don't eat leftovers. Because there really aren't leftovers.
Any leftovers.
And occasionally there is. I mean, like, let's say I make
spaghetti. What about pizza? Pizza.
Yeah, but like one more day of pizza, that's fine.
Okay. All right, spaghetti. Pizza.
Spaghetti, yes. Spaghetti is something where, but a lot of times what I'll do is I'll freeze the sauce because I don't want to be eating it for a week. So okay. I'll freeze it. It's not like you're not, so it doesn't feel like a leftover because some weeknight when I'm like, you know what I feel like? Spaghetti.
Spaghetti, and you have it.
I'll pull the sauce out and go, okay, now at least we have sauce. I'll just make meatballs or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, because Peter cooks like a single dude.
So do I. I make a lot.
He cooks and it's like, you've got days worth of meat. And he's like, this is perfect for me. Like, I don't have to worry about, like, I know where I'm like, no, I don't have any idea what I'm going to have tomorrow.
See, I cook for leftovers. That's funny. I cook for leftovers because I cook and whatever's left over Wiley needs for lunch.
Oh, really?
So I make sure there's always more there. She's got it so good.
She does have it really good. I'll make things big enough if I know it's a meal that Peter likes and will want to have leftovers. But like, the kids and I don't eat leftovers really.
Okay.
Like I think maybe that's part of the reason why.
Them not to eat leftovers, you know, but you're also teaching them. Well, when you shop daily, do you save money doing that?
I mean, I'm using what I get. Okay. I don't necessarily know if I'm shopping smart. I just know that I'm shopping efficient, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know price-wise if it makes a difference, but I just know like, hey, we don't have stuff just languishing in the house because I bought for that meal.
Yeah, because when I buy stuff, when I'm trying to go, you know, I need like onions.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't need them now. I'll need avocados, but I don't need them now. Mm-hmm. I buy like most people shop, not daily.
Right.
But what I notice is that food goes bad sometimes before I get to it. So I'm not doing it the right way. I should be doing it daily. Does that make sense? Because otherwise, like I cut open something and it was completely, what do you call it? Overripe.
Rotten,
all that stuff. Yeah.
No, it drives me crazy because once in a while I'll be like, I'm going to buy a big bag of peaches because peaches need to get ripe.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that small window. And I'm like, I should have just gotten three peaches instead of six because now we're not going to eat six peaches in the 2 days that they're perfectly ripe.
Absolutely.
So that makes me nuts.
It's the same thing with the avocados for us. Like, all right, so Wylene's on this deal of eating mango and papaya.
Okay. Those are not cheap. I mean, mangoes are cheap.
Well, they are
right
pretty
now.
Cheap, like $1 a piece.
Okay.
You know, the mango is not that expensive because I don't get it big. But the papaya is weird. This is all new to me. Hawaiian guy here.
Yeah. You're like Hawaiian guy from native family roots in Hawaii. Yeah. And you're like, this is weird food to me.
Fit check. Oh, fit check. Yeah. Anyway, they're difficult fruits because they get mushy and I'm trying
quick.
To. Yeah, quick. And I noticed the mushier with the mango, the better flavor it has.
Okay. Well, they do change as they ripen.
Yeah, because when it's a little hard, it threw me off because it kind of tasted like salmon. So imagine eating fruit that tastes like salmon. Exactly.
I don't even like salmon when it tastes like salmon. I don't even like salmon. Wylene
hates it. Wylene too, but we force ourselves to eat it.
I wish I liked it.
I finally asked her, I'm like, why do we try to eat this stuff?
I don't know why. There's so many other things we can eat.
Well, I know. And she said, because it's good for you, for us. So we should probably eat it. So we force it down.
Good stuff for you. It doesn't have to taste like salmon.
I hear you. Ugh. All right. I want to do some Fun Factory. Do we need an intro for the Fun Factory? By the way, I'm decided with the Sweet Wylene's, that we're also going to post these things on our social media and also bigpartyshow.com.
Yeah.
So you can see it. But
that way
also,
people can watch who are streaming on Spotify and Apple.
Absolutely.
Then you get a chance to see it.
Okay. All right. And at the end, we'll do Employee of the Month. This is big one, too. All right. Mm-hmm. So back to school is going on right now, right? Do you remember the first time you had to dress yourself?
No.
Me and Mom, two baskets with boy clothes, and this was one of the shirts in it. I thought it was like McDonald's.
Oh. My goodness.
Did teachers stop you or anything?
No. They thought it was McDonald's, too.
Oh, buddy. That's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. How would you describe that? How would you describe that T-shirt?
Well, it says I'm loving it, so I get why you think it was McDonald's. And it's a red T-shirt with yellow arches, but those arches are ladies' legs. And it is not a good, for school look. Nope. No, thank you.
All right, fit check time. It's time to let's get our moo-moo game on.
I love it.
You know, some people think it's weird that I'm starting to rock moo-moos.
Wait, my girlfriend's got a moo-moo. Hold on.
Yo, this should be comfortable. God damn. I feel so pretty. I wear this all the time.
Moo-moo train? Hold on, my girl got one too.
Hold on. I'm messing with this. I'm feeling a little sexy. I want to get in the bed and cuddle now. We're going to spoon.
Oh,
come
buddy.
Here. Ain't that what y'all do? Come here.
It's not what we talking about, though.
What?
That's just tight. I mean.
That's not a moo-moo.
I mean. Yo, stop playing with me out here, man. Stop playing, man.
That is
go
not
ahead
a moo-moo.
Make your sandwich and all that. You know what I mean? Moo-moos, we talking. Moo-moos, though. Don't have me put them. We talking moo-moos, though. That's what we doing. We talking moo-moos.
That's not a
moo-moo game. I can get on the moo-moo. Yo, stop playing with me.
You got to see, you can't just sit like regular. You know what I'm saying? When you got the moo-moo, you got the... What?
That is not... A moo-moo is more moo-moo-y. That one looked like moo-moo-y. That looked like a like t-shirt a dress.
Yeah, so I asked the sweet Wylene because I was going to go costume with the moo-moo. She doesn't have any moo-moos, so I don't even know how to describe what a moo-moo is. But I was almost shocked at that Fun Factory video that all those guys and girls had moo-moos on. Is moo-moo? I mean, I look at a moo-moo, and that's a fat person's gear, so you don't have to put clothes on.
No, I always think of moo-moos as like my grandmother had them. Like
okay,
they were like
these lady thing.
They were like
giant
robes, but like you could wear them during the day, you know, so they were like drapey.
Okay.
Like my grandmother had a moo-moo and my cousin used to wear it when she was nannying for Declan because he like would spit up. And so she had her like babysitting moo-moo and it was like really funny. She kept it hung at our house, but like, I haven't seen it since.
Do you have one? Do you have a moo-moo?
I don't
want one or
I haven't aged into moo-moos yet. I feel like it's like you got to age into it.
Okay.
Like I'm more of like, I think I'm more at the age of a caftan than a moo-moo.
What's a caftan?
Oh, caftans are gorgeous. They're caftan. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I love caftans. They're expensive, though. I mean,
do you have a caftan?
I don't. I wish I did. I wish I had a caftan. I would rock that thing at the beach all day long.
Oh, it's like a flowy. That's like a rich person outfit.
I know.
It's like a flowy. It's what I would imagine Elizabeth Taylor or those, you know, celebrities like that to walk around in at the pool.
Right. It's a Hollywood actress, A-lister type of thing that you would wear. And I am totally in my caftan period, but I just can't afford a caftan.
They have men's.
They have men's caftans.
Oh. Our next live event, I'm wearing it. I'm going to Walmart today to pick one up. It's $7.
We should get matching caftans.
Oh, my God.
And wear them for the show. We should get matching caftans.
Next live show. Oh, this is total gear right here.
I'm telling you, I really, really want one. I just, honestly, the ones that I've looked at, they're just really pricey. But yeah, you had it right with like Elizabeth Taylor. That is a thing like where she's got her hair perfectly coiffed. And she's wearing what looks like just like a regular lounge house dress.
So the male version of caftans are almost something that you would wear in Dubai.
Yes.
You know, that's what it looks like.
You could eat the chocolate while you were wearing it. Because you'd be rich enough to afford to buy chocolate anytime you wanted.
Yeah, it is a caftan party over here. I'm going to do it. Oh, my God. That's something that Travis Kelce would wear also, absolutely, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I do sometimes. His style to me was kind of threw me off, like, all right, you're trying too hard. But then it grew into me. I'm like, this is not bad at all.
He really
it's pretty
likes
brave
it.
To wear that stuff. All right, so caftan's on the list today. Big day. I'm gonna get one for $7. Oh, hell yes. All right, next one. Nothing says trustworthy, explosive advice from someone who still needs help tying their shoes.
Oh, boy.
4th of July. Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Where are your parents? Gets sketchy. Back to you guys.
Weather boy.
You're like, hey. Boo.
Weather boy.
That's funny.
All right. And then the last one here, he doesn't just have a resting cat face. I like this guy a lot.
I don't look like this cat. Stop tagging me in this video.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this one is a little accurate.
That cat.
I had to do something with cats. That resting guy is something cat. Else, by the way. He's funny, and I think he's helped a lot of people with his angry type motivation.
Yes.
He's really good.
You think he's going to run you down, and then he takes a left turn, and you're like, oh, I know, it's nice.
Oh, all right. Guess
I'll probably
what's
need
next?
It after this.
Guess what's next? Guess have we hit everything? Are we done?
We have. We are done.
Real quick, have you checked out Hulu's new Alien show?
Yes. We'll talk about it on Sunday.
Okay.
On Monday.
On Monday. Yeah, because Monday Hulu has another show coming out also. That the Alien show series, the first two episodes came out on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a perfect Rotten Tomatoes. It's good.
It is?
Yes. You don't think so? That's the weirdest sound you can make.
I have some notes.
All right,
I have a
I'll
couple things
then.
That are like, you know, not my favorite. Right now.
Oh,
like,
really? Did you get through two of them? Did you get through
both
the two
of them? Oh, are you kidding me? I was like, bring it on. You have to understand, I am a huge Alien franchise fan.
Absolutely. Yes, you are.
Gigantic, huge. I've seen them all. I mean, it is. So when I heard about this show coming on, I was like, bring it to me. Absolutely. And then Timothy Oliphant, I was like, the poor man's Johnny Depp. I love him so much.
See, I'm going to have to sneak it in again because I was a little distracted with stuff as we were watching it. So
drinking. It was on at night. So that's the only thing I could think you were distracted with. The memory lapse of time.
We call it time travel, Molly.
Time travel. Wait,
it's
where
time
am
travel.
I? Am I on the floor? There's a blanket over me. She's like, come to bed whenever.
No, that didn't. That was one time and one
that
time
was
only.
One-time thing. All right, so employee thing. Of the month. Stop stalling.
All right.
Give it to me.
All right, Gracie, let's do Employee of the Month. There's me. There's April. There's Gracie for May. There's Peter Coffey for June. Murray Muscat for July.
This is how legends
tequila.
Are made.
Best employee of the month goes to Tequila, the one that's been glued to my side, delivering dedication and cranking out the content like a champ. Tequila, thanks for all your votes, people. Really appreciate it. What is wrong with you?
I don't even, I can't. I just, you know. Murray, I got. Murray, I get.
Tequila's with me all the time, and that's what's been noticed. She's right there sleeping at my feet. She's always
Murray,
with me.
Murray, I can
me.
Get because, you know, it softens the blow of the fact that me as a human that I didn't win, but like my fur baby did. But your fur baby winning over me?
It's no, the votes were in. Just be votes. Lucky. I mean, I thought Pat was going to win, you know.
Really?
For some reason, I thought he was going to win. But then with the pizza eating squirrel, I'm like, oh, boy, if this squirrel wins, because that provided great content for years.
Right.
Then Molly's really going to be upset. So at least someone on a team. The real team.
The real team. Congratulations, Tequila.
Thank you, Molly. She says thank you. Congratulations, Tequila. Your August best employee of the month.
Fart all right, if so you're happy. Month.
Yeah. What's that?
Said fart if you're happy.
All right, people, we're out of here. All right. If you see a guy in a park out there at Heartwood Preserve.
Wearing a caftan, eating a pink can for the soup. Come say hi. Tell him that you listen to the show.
Spread the word, people. Tell everyone. And if you know anyone that's, you know, a little bit of a, how do you call it, carpool queen, waiting in line, you got to pick up your kids at school and stuff like that, tell them to listen to the podcast, all right?
Yes.
Just tell them to listen to the podcast and get some funniness out of it instead of just sitting there staring into the, whatever you're staring into. You
great
get
beyond.
It. So, all right, we'll see you guys on Monday for Motivational Monday. Have a safe weekend. And do yourself good.
Squirrel in my fro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. While I'm sitting on the john.
We believe in a naked America. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
A Huda Media Production.